And I get it. Yes, Wayne is beloved. Yes, we all love Lil Wayne. But we also have all seen Lil Wayne perform.
Wait, what do you mean? Are you saying he's not a good performer?
I'm not saying he's not a good performer. I'm saying he's a horrible performer.
Golly.
Yeah. When I was trying to hear. Yeah.
The wave in the muzzy?
What about my lighter then, nigga?
With
DJ Natural Wave
and
DJ Czar.
It's the wave and the muzzy. I'm here with my cuzzy. The weed has me fuzzy. You don't really want nothing. I don't know why you're fronting. Let's get to something. What is on the docket today? What is the topic today? I heard NLD Chopper said he was gay. Then he said that he was playing. Okay. Damn. There was Kendrick in the Super Bowl. They said he's super full. Look at the stories that he even told. Young boy went to jail. They said he failed, but I think that he really gon' prevail.
Damn.
We could talk about Justin Trudeau. Why they take reggae from the Junos? Shine and Chop. They said he's like Noah. How he built that ark, man.
Goddamn, goddamn.
Man.
That was a cool intro. Yeah, we got some new samplers in, but episode 8 of The Wave and the Muzzy.
Episode 8. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Well, if you haven't watched other episodes, you already know. I am your host with the most, DJ Czar, aka The Muzzy, joined with.
I am DJ Natural Wave, most viral still, even though I don't be posting anymore. Still like leagues ahead of these. Bro, I could take 2 years off. And like the number one TikTok DJ right now, they're still gonna catch up, nigga. Still gonna catch up.
Ooh, and then behind the camera,
you got Watch the Sauce, Watch the Boss, and I'm gonna say too much.
Big Boss.
Watch the Sauce.
Sir.
But shout out to
DJ Natural Wave.
My.
And
DJ Czar.
Damn.
Why did they give you that?
No, you know why? I had both of them. Attached like both the notes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I was playing both instruments at the same time. That was bad, but
DJ Czar.
There you go.
Better, that's better. That's better. That's better.
Put some respect on my name.
Stop the cap.
Yo, oh, I love that sampler. But yeah, man, episode 8. It is right now Friday, September 13th. How was your week, Natural?
My week was actually pretty uneventful.
Okay.
Other than like the extravagant fight that happened, but okay, we'll talk about that later on.
Ooh, yeah, we should address that.
I'm considering getting like a job,
like a working for someone else type of job.
Yeah, which is like kind of weird, you know, because I haven't really been in that dynamic in a while. Mm-hmm. But I look at like most content creators; they all have. Bro, I'm listening to Trezor on Running His Diaries. They be working job. Mucho has a job. You know what I mean? Like, all these people have jobs. I'm just like, oh, I'm the only one trying to, like, be a content creator, for real, you know? Like, so I'm just like, yeah, maybe I should join the line. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know, it kind of makes sense how mans are funding more of their stuff. You know, I feel like I'd be struggling to do all my endeavors, dog.
Nah, for real. You got to fund the dream.
So,
you
yeah.
You do. There's no shame in getting a job, but there's always that fear that if I were to get a job as a creative, it'll take away from my creative freedom or like my ability to create whenever. And there's also the aspect of like fatigue with a job. Like when you work a job 9 to 5 all the time, sometimes like I don't feel creatively inspired or I don't have the energy to create like I normally would. Where like, for example, yesterday me and Natural were chilling and we made 2 parody tracks in like a span of like 2-3 hours. If we had jobs, like we'd probably be asleep because we have to wake up for the next day. You know what I'm saying?
That is very true. But I am just going to try to be on some Kevin Samuel shit where he's like, if you're not working 80 hours in the week, then you're not working hard enough type, where I'm like, I'm trying to make both these things full time and see if I could really like get the gears going, because I don't want to work for too long. Maybe like a year max, stack up as much as I can and then fully plunge, you know?
Is it like, is it a job that you're looking for within a particular field, or you're open to like any type of job?
Yeah, because I already do a job technically, because I'm a photographer for an app. Like, it's not Sports Illustrated, but like it's a subsidiary of Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. So like that's a pretty nice job that I have. So like I'm trying to look for something else like that, because I'm like, that would be proper, you know. But Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do anything where like people like, wait, hold on, is that natural? Folding clothes.
DJ Natural.
Literally. Just put the bag, put the fries in the bag, bro. You know, like that's crazy, dog.
Okay, okay. Well, we support your job hunt. You know what I'm saying?
Respect. How was your week, fam?
It was good. I did a little OT, a little nation's capital run. You know what I'm saying? Had my little vacation, came back. Just been editing a lot. I DJed at the opening of Vallejo Pilates in Pickering, which is a Pilates studio that my friend owns.
Pilates, eh?
Pilates is the wave, man. No pun intended.
I need to join a Pilates class, though, just because, like, the people in there, I remember one time I did a yoga class and there's so many baddies, bro. Spinning up, twisting up, winding up. I'm just like, yep, this is my place. A lie.
You notice that like a lot of people have been looking to like running clubs and these like athletic endeavors to meet women or for women to meet men. It's almost become like the secret society of dating. It's almost like its own Hinge.
Because where do you go to meet a woman? Like once you leave school.
Quality too, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Once you leave school, like you're not surrounded by women of your age and of, like that are on your level anymore, you know? Like you're just surrounded by just dynamics. Once you go into like the real world, you know, it's like there's just a bunch of different women. You have to like kind of find them type thing, you know?
If it's like-minded, like you're an athletic person, you like to work out, you find a girl at the gym. Where do you guys think, okay, this is impromptu, but top three places to meet a girl?
Top three places to meet a girl?
Yeah, not like meet up as in the first time, but where grocery you first store. Meet her.
Grocery store. That means she can cook. I hope so.
Okay, yeah.
Like running into a girl at the grocery store?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some real candy stuff, yeah.
Okay, that's number one.
I would say like this is a big place, but not for most. Actually, yeah, for most people, because a lot of people do take the train and stuff, but like just on your commute, you know what I mean? Like, because I take the train, so I be seeing bare things. But also, like, I don't really want to approach them because I'm like...
That's, like, the hardest time. I ain't going
to
lie for some
people. Yeah, like, I'm trying to get my whip back up and stuff, you know? So I'm like, she's going to be like, yo, this thing is on the train, too. What are you? You're not going to help me out, bro.
But that kind of levels out the playing field to where you guys are both on the same level. So she can't really, like, hate on you for being on the bus.
Yeah, you know what the weird thing is? If you get a whip and you're out here trying to holler at girls, they gonna think you a creep, man. Like, what are you gonna do? You gonna stop in front of them, honk? You gonna say, hey, babes, what's up? Like,
yeah. Roll down your window.
They
ain't
taking none of that.
Okay, so that, we're, like, that is true. If I wanted to go meet a shawty right now, I don't even know where I'd go. Like,
church?
Okay, I'd say church, bar, and through mutuals.
Okay.
I like that.
Like, I feel like through mutuals at a house party, elite.
Yeah, that house party.
It has to be sure. Some type of, like, kind of private party where it's, like, everyone kind of knows each other, and then you first meet them there.
A certain circle of people that, yeah, man.
Okay, top three red flag places to meet girls.
What club. I do for work. Yep, the clubs.
I'd say the club.
But not the bar.
Nah.
Interesting. I wonder, why that distinction?
Because when I say the bar, I don't mean like the bar at the club. I mean just like a cool bar, speakeasy type vibe, you know? Like, I feel like actual friends go to the bar and then like you could like see a shot.
Like a bar and pub.
Yeah, you know? But like a club is just like, okay, this is just like, we all know what we're all here for. You know, we all know what we're all here for. I'd also say another red flag, meet a shawty. This is a good question.
It's a valid question, man. And a lot of people are struggling now because everyone just goes straight to online dating, straight to the apps. But if you want to meet a girl in person, you got to think, where are the best places to meet the highest quality girl?
I mean, school too. Like if you're in college, uni type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like that's a good place too.
Yeah. But worst place, yeah, just probably just the club. Yeah, I feel like there has to be more places where like if you
the
meet
the trap.
Well, yeah, I don't really be at the trap though, so I wouldn't even know about
it. Say you went to the trap, like you made a stop, and then like you met a girl there and you guys started vibes.
I don't know, man. I mean, you could probably leave your blick with the girl, so that's a
yeah. I feel like men who are in the trap would want to meet their shawty in the trap too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 100% on some Romeo Juliet type.
Chromeo and
Chromeo. Yo, Chromeo is crazy.
Chromeo and Delilah, my nigga.
That is wild, bro.
Speaking of Delilah, Wagwan Delilah, Drake not doing the Super Bowl. Kendrick doing the Super Bowl. Your thoughts?
Okay, so we're gonna, yeah, let's get right to the
Let's rip off the band-aids.
Yeah, yeah, hot topics, hot topics. Bro, everybody is hating on Kendrick, which is insane to me, like, and I get it. Yes, Wayne is beloved. Yes, we all love Lil Wayne. But we also have all seen Lil Wayne perform.
Wait, what do you mean? Are you saying he's not a good performer?
I'm not saying he's not a good performer. I'm saying he's a horrible performer.
Golly.
Yeah. When I was trying to hear, you know what I mean? Like, bro, and I love Lil Wayne. Like, mixtape run, the best era, bro. But if you could barely hold down clubs and, like, little arenas, how the hell are you going to do a stadium, broski? Like, it's not hitting, bro. He needs Travis Barker to, like, bro, it's going to be, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, man.
And he is known to forget some of his lyrics because he doesn't write any of his lyrics down, and he has, like, thousands of tracks.
Well, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
So. Yeah, yeah, he forgets a lot of his. Bro, in an interview one time, they're like, oh, tell me what you think of this line. The interviewer set a bar. He's like, oh, shit, that's cold. He's like, that's your bar. He's like, oh, that's me for real. He's like, yes, that is you. Yeah, are you Wayne, are you here? Are you here with us? Did you see? Oh, and not only that, okay, Wayne's engineer comes out saying, oh, speaking on behalf of Wayne. I was like, who's this nigga? He's like, oh, I'm his manager too. So it's like, okay, Wayne does not have the team. He does not have the foundation around him right now to even be in the runnings for a Super Bowl. Like, I get it. We love Lil Wayne. But he also said, racism doesn't exist. You know what I mean? The reason why they brought Jay-Z is because they want to cater to the social justice warriors and stuff. So if we're choosing between King Kendrick, Jesus of Blacks, Mod Messiah, or are we gonna go with the Cody and Cowboy, the schizophrenic skater? I'm wilding. I love, bro. I'm going at Drake and I'm going at Wayne so much. Like, Toronto's gonna hate me, bro. Toronto, so don't hate me, bro. Pod, bro. I'm just saying what everybody's thinking, dog. Like, it's. Bro, I don't know. I've been ranting, though. What do you guys think?
I think the only misstep by not booking Lil Wayne, because I do understand, I think Kendrick is probably a better performer than Lil Wayne, like, objectively, you know? Even maybe at his peak, at both of their peaks. But because it's in his hometown, that's where they kind of miss the boat to, like, really capture a moment. And to add, like, the underlying tension between those camps, when it comes to, like, Tidal, Apple Music, Drake, like, I feel like that's why people are objecting to it, is because of the Jay-Z underlying story behind it.
And I agree with that. I do think that is a part of it as well. That is definitely a part of it as well. However, Wayne, yes, you did put on two of the greatest artists of all time. But look at how those artists behave. Literally every corporation, they're shooting at the corporation. They're dissing them. Nicki Minaj is getting on live, talking about Megan's dead mother and stuff. Wow. Cha. And let me tell you about Rock Nation, cha.
Yo.
like, fam.
It's so interesting that you bring that up, because I do think the business ethics of, like, YMCMB, all of them as individuals, it's, like, a little shady. You know what I'm saying? When you start from Birdman and... I think Lil Wayne was probably, like, the most gracious one in terms of how he treated his artists.
Yeah.
But Drake, Nicki Minaj, like, yeah, they're not, they don't shy away from controversy.
They all move like it's Death Row, like it's the 90s and stuff. They remind me of those
old, that's a good way to put it.
Of those older time DJs where, like, yeah, back in the day, you could use buttons to, like, control the DJ set times. But that doesn't work anymore, dude. Like, you have to make actual business relationships. You can't be, like, putting your penis in everybody's girlfriend, Drake, and then be like, wondering, why is everybody mad at me? Nicki Minaj, you're doing coke, and then you're going on Instagram rants on, like, big wigs in the industry. And then you're, why is everybody mad? And then Wayne has to take the brunt of all this because he put you freaking rascals on.
Yeah, yeah. But I will say in response to that, I think Drake has kind of adjusted his position based on like the youth. Whereas like Nicki Minaj, I feel like she's very much still in that like older mind state. Whereas like Drake, I feel like he does try to move with the same finesse that like you see these younger dudes moving with. Yeah. And I think power has shifted from like that physical power to like it's more about like finesse and like being suave now, you know?
Bro, doesn't Drake have a line where like Chubbs get man wired up, or like, or he's like, oh, don't get wired up like Chubbs did, whatever.
Chubbs that detail, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, so like, what do you know, Drake? Yes, he does move with finesse, but he does have the death row ethics, bro. Some Suge Knight shit.
Yeah, trying to like muscle his way through shit.
Hanging chromas off the balcony and shit. I don't know, man. What did like?
when I heard about the Super Bowl thing, because yo, the Super Bowl is in February, right, Boss?
Yes, sir.
That's our football expert right there. But they're announcing it in September, so they're obviously like working on this production. They're gonna work on the performance from now, I guess. And I was like, yo, how much do these people get paid to perform? Apparently, you don't get paid that much as an artist to perform at the Super Bowl. In fact, The Weeknd even spent $7 million of his own money on his show in 2021.
Trash.
But
nah, that's lit.
What I mean, the upside of it is you get to perform technically in front of 100 million plus people, which how many times do you get that opportunity in any realm of life?
Every Facts. Artist that performs for the Super Bowl, their catalog for like the next month goes up like 1,000%.
That's a crazy
like thing. Their whole catalog, bro. Because like people, they're just reminded of all the hits, and then they just go back. Yo, remember when Usher did the Super Bowl?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, medley.
he dropped the album. The album went up, but also his whole back catalog went crazy, dog.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, so when Rihanna did her performance, her overall Spotify streams went up 349%, and "Bitch Better Have My Money," which was the opening song that she performed, went up 1,796%.
Crazy.
Just off one performance.
Crazy.
So it is worth it. I mean, I think these performances cost up to like $10 million. They're no like joke. Like they really put a lot of effort into it, and it's the biggest stage to advertise.
Invest in your craft. And I feel like that's the problem with these local artists. They never want to like, when they're booked for something, it's completely out of their mind to not make money from the booking. You know what I mean? Like that wouldn't occur to them. They're like, they're not taking it.
Like I'm just here for the cause, man, the network, you know, to build it.
Exactly. Like there's been certain things, like we were talking about last episode. When I was on tour with the artists all over the States, I did not make a dime from that. However, me adding that to my resume has helped me substantially, bro. So sometimes you have to do that investment into the future.
Yeah. Instead of seeing it as an upfront loss, you have to look at like the long term game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wass, I had a quick question about football. Like, how come you think the NFL hasn't expanded to Canada yet, or how come we haven't really developed that football culture? Even with the CFL, like no one really cares.
You know, I really don't know. I feel it's just because it was already built in America, and because they already like they're already doing well enough, man. Like they don't really got to expand type shit like the NBA did. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, with the CFL here too, it's like kind of why. You know, I feel probably they should do kind of like an all-star game where the best of both teams kind of come and they do like a little clash. That'd be really hard. But I mean, the NFL doing well just as is. You know what I'm saying? So
don't you need to be like a billionaire to own an NFL team?
Is that a requirement?
Not a requirement, but like it would like kind of help, because like aren't these teams super expensive to upkeep?
Yeah, usually
yeah.
Like Canada does kind of have billionaires like that that want to create an NFL team like that. That's bare expenses.
No, I feel like
it has to be a Canadian owner.
I don't think it has to be a Canadian owner. It just has to make like Toronto would make sense for an NFL team.
But like, which American is going to say, "I know what we should do. We should build a stadium in Toronto by." Wherever, you know, like
we have a stadium. We have stadiums in Toronto. Mm-hmm. We could probably turn BMO Field into an NFL stadium, Rogers Center.
But like
100%. Both of them.
Are they already being used for stuff? So they're gonna be used for they're already used for bare stuff. It's like, hey, yo, the Weeknd's supposed to be here, but then the Rams are gonna play, and then you know what I mean? Like yeah, it just seems like a lot.
So you wouldn't want to see a Toronto NFL team?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that like it was going to probably take a Canadian to have enough passion to do it.
Yeah.
Americans are like very patriotic, bro.
That's a
Even the way they treat sports, high school sports, even like it's a big deal. They actually have like frenzy culture. Like we kind of have that for hockey. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the relation.
And maybe the Raptors, when the Raptors are doing well, that's when everyone comes outside is like, "Yo, I bleed red." But okay, shout out to Kendrick. Honestly, I think it's a good opportunity. I heard TK Kirkland on Vlad TV. He was like speculating. He was like, "Yo, what if Kendrick brings Drake on to the stage during the Super Bowl?" That's what Vlad said too. But that is in the realm of possibility. Like,
that's not happening, bro.
Who knows? What if he's trying to squash the beef on some pro black shit?
Drake is not doing that, bro.
No, Kendrick.
I'm saying no, Drake is not doing. Drake will never ever be seen on the same stage with Kendrick unless mans are rushing him.
You don't think he would accept that peace offering?
Drake, bro, that would be worse than J. Cole's apology, dog.
Yeah, I think 100%.
Oh, yeah, bro, it's cool. Okay, when he pieced it up with Meek Mill, that was, like, cool because, like...
They're going to be playing BBL Drizzy all day long.
Bro, I sunned you so I could piece it up with you. It looked bad on Meek. It's like Meek. It's like, okay, but we allowed that because it wasn't that crazy. Or was it that?
Yeah.
Bro, Drake said it's up for Pusha T for the rest of his life. So why do you think he can't be hugging Kendrick on stage at the Super Bowl, bro? That's crazy.
It would further his L and it would further Kendrick's W.
Yeah. It'll be like, hey, come on, son.
Yeah.
Come out in front of all these beautiful people. Apologize to them.
Come every little set.
You already know Drake's going to get on the mic like, you know, we're brothers at the end of the day.
Alive.
Competition brings the best out of you. And I just want to let people know right now, right here in front of everyone, I love you, bro. Like, it's going to be one of those, you know?
There is no top three. It's just you, brother. whoa, Drake.
Oh, man. But speaking of Canadians and Americans... Justin Trudeau.
Wait, we're going to leave the Kendrick situation. Yo, Kendrick, there's Mary Kendrick.
We might as well stay on Kendrick for the diss track. I was like going to circle back to it, but.
We might as well just, you know.
We seen it when it was like 6 minutes old. Like, yeah, I swear we seen it like right when it came out. What were your thoughts on, it's not called Black Air Force, it's Party Dies, or what's the actual name of the song?
Watch
the Party Die.
Yeah, I thought it was fire. I actually really liked it. I seen where people say, oh, this is boring, elevator music, da-da-da. But I'm like, okay, you guys go to the club. We don't want, like, when real music comes on, we don't want you guys around because you guys start giving stupid opinions and shit. You know what I mean? So get these guys out of here. I'm, like, deciphering the lyrics, act on stream with it. And I actually love the message. Everyone's, oh, it's a Drake this. There was, like, a 1-2 lines about the situation, but he's more so addressing the culture.
Yeah, I'm going to call Friday.
Oh, shoot. Mad.
Live on the spot. Let's see if he answers.
Golly.
Yo, what up, fam? Yo, I'm with Natural right now. We're doing the pod. And Natural wanted to call you and talk about the Axe stream real quick. Put it to your mic.
Yo. Yeah. Okay, so quick question because we're talking about the Axe stream, right? Mm-hmm. And then academics, it seems so like... It seemed like he was super caping for Drake. And no matter what angle was being thrown at him, because we were talking about the round two and everything, and it seemed like he was not trying to admit that he was first saying, oh, round two. And then once everything switched up, you know what I mean? He changed his tune.
Yeah, when he was talking about round two being about a battle, about rap battle.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think he might have spoke to Drake.
Yeah, because he even says that...
Drake on a regular, right?
Yeah, because he says he gets all the exclusive information from Drake.
Yeah, but usually when he gets information from Drake, he'll say, Drake told me this.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So he never said that when he was saying, oh, come on, round two's... You know, he kind of made it look like, come on, guys, you didn't know this whole time? Like, are you guys dumb?
Yeah, so do you think, like, he kind of just, like, jumped off the porch when he said, oh, round two, and then he kind of had to, like, double back and clarify, like, oh, never mind?
My honest opinion is that round two is going to happen, and they are going to bar up. Maybe they're not going to do full songs like they did last time, but they will engage. You're going to hear another song from Kendrick where he's directly getting that Drake and vice versa. But when Ak jumped out the window and said that, I think him and Drake might have spoke, and he might have told him, yo, you might need to back back a little bit on that.
Yeah, because you don't think the round two is happening immediately.
It makes it feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe Drake's not going to, doesn't want to do it anymore. Maybe he changed his mind.
Yeah, because you feel like there's any benefit to either party to like further engage?
To be honest, yes and no. Because for Kendrick at this point, he's already won. So if he oversteps his victory, like in the 48 Laws of Power, like you don't want to overstep the victory. You know what I mean? If you won, you won.
Exactly.
You know but so he could lose in that race. And then Drake can come back and gain his respect that he lost from the battle, right?
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, the only people that it really benefits is the fans.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true.
And it's not only the fans, the content creators.
Yes.
We're the ones who are going to make the most out of this.
That's a fact. Okay, and what?
So, I don't know. Would you do it if you were them? Like, you're going to make money, but at what cost?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, one more question. Because TV yeah. Gucci just dropped a new track. Me and Zara were bumping it earlier. And then what's the bar he keeps saying? We ain't worried about no beef. Like, what's Zara, do you remember the bar?
Yeah, he kept repeating it, right?
So do you think he's talking about the situation between Drake and Kendrick, or is he just talking about his own street ties? Because you did an interview with him recently.
Yeah, in the interview, he said he wasn't trying to talk about the issue when I asked him about it directly, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a double entendre.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair.
One of those interpret it how you want to interpret it type of bars.
That's fair, that's fair.
Right? Like, yeah, it's great timing. Can I get two?
Friday, what are you ordering right now?
Patties, I bet.
If you want to interpret it as a beef tune, as a beef bar towards the Kendrick Lamar shit, you can. If you want to, say, well, it's just street stuff, you can do that also. However, as you can see, if you ask Gucci about it directly, he ain't going to give you the answer.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So that makes sense. So. But yeah, we won't hold you up too much, fam.
Yeah, enjoy whatever meal you just ordered, brother.
I'm getting some empanadas right now.
Jeez.
Man.
Okay, bud. Enough respect. You already know. Everyone check out We Love Hip Hop, number one podcast out here. You already know.
I salute to the wave of the Muzzy, man.
Yeah, right, enough respect, fam.
I don't know.
Mad. Exclusive.
Yo, what's so trippy is a few hours before Axe live stream, Natural sent me the video that he recorded of the fight, and we collabed with Friday. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, I'm gonna go watch Axe stream. And then you see Friday on that too.
Yeah, no, facts. Yo, when the man was on Axe stream, I'm like, oh my God, that's lit.
Yo, I was just talking to this guy, you know?
Facts, that was lit. But yo, yeah, like I was saying, on the stream, Axe is trying to keep for Drake, like, oh, we didn't say there was going to be a round two. We're talking about business. Kendrick Lamar, you're crashing out right now. You're looking bad. You're flying too close. Blah, blah, blah. And we're just trying to show him, like, Ak, this is not a Drake diss. He's talking about the culture. He's talking about you, academics, when he's talking about radio personalities, giving out tragedies and giving out propaganda, when he's talking about influencers influencing the culture in the wrong way. We're talking about you, academics, and I fuck with academics, bro. I actually like him. But the thing is, like, when it comes to Drake, like, he's so blindfolded to everything. It's just crazy, bro.
Do you think Ak is an overall positive or negative influence for the culture?
I think he's an overall positive because we need independent black media outlets. You know what I mean? And like, he does showcase, I feel like he showcased both sides. Normally, he's unbiased, unless if like he actually has smoke with a guy, then you know. But normally, he just puts everything out there. He wants to show artists in the best light possible.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he only works what the artist can give him, you know? Like, he learned his lesson from the war in Chirac. Because when he did that, to the people who don't know, the war in Chirac was a YouTube series he did. just going over like all the beef in Chirac or whatever. So basically he said he did that in like a sarcastic kind of tone just to show like how crazy this is. Like, he'll be like, oh, these guys, like, okay, these two blocks that are right beside each other are literally killing each other every day. And like no one's talking about this. And it's actually like a world war happening within the cities of Chicago. So he's giving out names like the Grim Reaper and stuff. These are names that he's not bigging these people up. He's saying like, yo, these guys are crazy. Mm-hmm. But mans are taking that as like compliments and stuff. So then that's when he realized, okay, like I'm actually fueling this.
Yeah, he was giving niggas clout.
Yeah, you know, so he stopped that. And now like he's just strictly... He does be turning off on some artists and stuff, but I do feel like he's overall positive still.
Yeah, he does more like reporting now, but he also does commentary. But you're right. Like, do you remember when Vince Staples checked in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was kind of a turning point because, like, I think he was able to see firsthand that, like, yo, this is a guy who was, like, directly affected by my commentary and showing that, like, yo, this had real impact. Like, people died because of your coverage.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, like, I kind of agree that Ak is a positive influence for like content creators for us to aspire to, but does he promote degeneracy? Kinda, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I see both sides. Like, I can That's see why fair, someone bro. Why,
bro? Because we are DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we promote degeneracy, but we
not
work.
Necessarily,
bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when you be doing a whole goddamn twerk set and whatnot and flipping gun tunes and
Yaman. But what are we doing? We're working with what the artists give us. That's all Ak is doing. So that's why it kind of cheeses me that Ak is like against this new Kendrick song. Because Kendrick is saying like, yo, we need to clean up the culture still. He's saying like, we let it go too far. Like, kids are doing drills on kids, bro.
With switches, bro.
And we're glorifying this on tracks. Like, kids are killing our favorite rappers and then getting interviewed by No Jumper and stuff. Like, where is the culture right now, dude?
It's a low bar right now, for real.
And imagine, say, and imagine getting cheesed at Kendrick. Oh, no, make another PDF anthem. It's like, okay, you guys, obviously you guys missed the point, bro. All right, y'all got it.
But that's what I mean by, like, he's kind of a part of that propaganda that is meant to, even if it's not necessarily positive or negative, it's meant to distract or keep you kind of like fixated on certain things.
Who?
Ak. But not just Ak. Like, I'm saying like that type, that archetype of media reporting, which is like pretty much the norm now.
The only thing I could say to that is, yo, Ak has taught me so much about the music industry that I would have never known, bro. The way artists be getting fleeced, the way artists be getting raped, the way artists be getting dealt with, we know how to like escape that because Academic has showed us, like, yo, these are the contracts. When like lawsuits come out, man will go through the whole lawsuit showing us wagwan, dog. So like, yes, he does show the degeneracy, but you can actually see he's just a true fan of hip-hop. Like, when some real hip-hop stuff comes out, he goes through all the lyrics and stuff, and, like, he's a true fan of hip-hop. So that's why I say, like, he only works with what the artists give him. Like, there's so much... Okay, we're trying to, like, go back on the swearing, but there's so much that's out right now, bro. Don't worry, you only have two edits so far. You only have two edits.
What's the first one?
There's like one, okay, but there's so much of this like BS that's out right now. It's like, what is Ak really going to report on and still make money? You know, like at the end of the day, you still have to feed your family. So I do appreciate the fact that he balances it out with like some real shit too.
I feel that. I was going to say, like, you could argue that the information he provides that's positive, like, outweighs the negative because he does give us like insider information. He breaks down like even things that maybe we're not supposed to know, but because he's kind of like a man of the people, he's kind of showing us like he's not moving bougie. Like, he probably does keep secrets and stuff, obviously, but like he's also showing us a little bit behind the veil.
Even like, okay, with the whole new Diddy lawsuit that came out or whatever with the girl from Danny DeCane, bro, like 3 years ago or 2 years ago when Diddy was doing those interviews talking about, oh, hey guys, my new name is Brother Love. So I'm going to give my publishing back. Ak is like, yo, this is a little fishy. I feel like he's doing this because he wants to shut some people up. And in this lawsuit, the artist said, oh, he offered me my publishing back just so I could sign the NDA and I wouldn't be able to say anything.
Holy.
So it's just like, bro, you know, like, so I just respect Ak for just being real, except for when it comes to Drake. That's when, but yeah, we can talk about something else though. You know, we can talk about something else. You said Trudeau.
Should I talk about the war that we might be going to or the fight? Both of them are kind of related, so we'll start at the small war that you saw on the TTC.
Yeah, we'll keep it lighthearted.
And then we'll go to a potential major war that could affect the globe.
It got heavy a little bit, though. So,
Natural, you got to break down the entire fight because you can see it on Borough Sound. Natural was on the TTC. You're at VP and Eglinton-ish, right?
Yeah. So, I be taking the train whenever like I leave. You know, so. Just a regular day, minding my business, you know, have my headphones on, just listen to a pod. And I see this black, well, he's kind of black. I don't know if he's like black or like I don't even know what he is, but he looks like
Sinbad?
Yeah, he looks like a tan Sinbad. Okay, yeah, we'll call him Tan Sinbad. Okay, so Tan Sinbad, he's on the bus. He's just looking at this Indian student. He's just getting cheese. I see it in his face. He's getting vexed. And I was like, yo. You're ruining the country, you know. I don't get what you say. People like you are coming in this country and they're ruining Canada. I've been here all my life. I've seen it go from here down to there. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just here to get my. I'm sorry. I'm here. And the man's like, what? He's going in on him. There's like an old white man behind him. The old white man's not having it. He's on his social justice Superman cape shit. He's like, hey, you're a black man. You should know what it's like. When people are racist towards you, you should stop what you're doing right now. And then the black guy just looks at him like,
it's a bar of tea.
Yo, you're a white man. You have no say when it comes to racism. Mud. Mud.
Crazy bar.
So then they're just looking at each other like now they're like you know when man's like shoulder checking each other.
They're sizing each other.
Yeah, they're sizing each other's up. And the black guy is tired of it. He just turns around. Slaps the hat off the old man's face, bro. I'm just like, oh no, it's happening. So the old man, like, he's stunned for like 5 seconds. He's thinking, what should I do? Bam! Slaps the black man back. I'm like, okay, so it's even. Like, what's gonna happen now? At this point, I back out the, because you know, like, this is a world star moment if you've ever seen one.
World star.
Back out the phone, Scorsese, perfect shot, the right in frame, it's beautiful, you know? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, man start grabbing each other, they're going back and forth, grabbing, shoving.
Hey.
Old man is in an arm bar, he's headlocked, it's gone. And then, like, out of nowhere, a wild, like, Asian-looking nigga appears, bro, overweight, 29. 20, you know those 29-year-olds that look like they're 40? He looks like one of those youths, fresh off like an anime. Like he just watched like 30 episodes of Naruto straight. He's ready, you know what I mean? So he starts like trying to get the old man free. He's punching the black man on his arm, punching him on his elbow. And then he finally has the idea to hit him in his face. Bang! He tries to smush his face against the freaking wall or against the glass. So at this point, the bus driver opens the back door, and then now they're all free to leave. So the black guy realizes it's 2-on-1. He grabs the old man, drags him off the bus. He's like, yeah, I gotta get away from this young, crazy Asian guy. Dragging the old man. So now they're all standing up, right? The Asian guy is like, this is my chance. I have to go get vengeance for this old man. Asian man jumps off the bus, pushes somebody, anybody. Who does he push? The old man. The person he was trying to save.
I was so confused.
His father.
We don't know this yet.
Allegedly.
We don't know this yet. From my point of view, I don't even know this yet. I'm watching all this go on. So because at first I thought the Asian guy was trying to help the old man. But I'm like, wait, he's trying to hurt the old man? And then as the old man falls, he looks up at the Asian guy. It turns out it's not Asian. It turns out to be the old white man's son. He's like, Kyle, it's the wrong guy. Sorry, Dad. puts his attention towards the black guy. Black guy fell with the old man. So I was like, my chance. Start stomping. And I'm like, hey, I'm not going to watch a black man get stomped right now. So, then that's right into me. I'm like, ah.
Yo, you this hear the man scream, bro? The man's ready to crash out.
He was ready to crash out, bro.
Crash out.
So that's when I had to stop the fight still. I'm like, yeah, I'm not about to watch. And once the old man fell too, I'm like, yeah, the fight's over. So I can't, you know, like, it's gone too far. It's gone too
DJ far. DJ Natural with Bitch Please. Mark. With an ew. Stop the cap. Drama alert.
Yo, mark my words. By episode 30, I'm definitely having my whip up, bro.
Episode 30?
Yeah, bro. Mark my words, because this is getting too crazy, dog. This is getting too
DJ
crazy.
DJ Natural with...
I moved back to Toronto. I'm like, hey, it's blessed. You know what I mean? Like, I live right by the subway. You know, I just go on easy, fam. I'll be traveling every month. At the time, I was traveling every month before I lost my U.S. visa. So now I'm just like, yo, it got dark for the man. Damn, I need to get a whip and, like, you know, get my clout back, dog. Bro, like, taking the train in Toronto... You see something new every day, fam.
Every dang day, boy.
Every day, bro. Like, I used to be able to just, like, go on easy, but now it's, like, it's too much for me, bro.
Nah, bro.
I used to honestly look forward to my TTC trips because you could just get on TTC train, put your headphones on, you could read a book, and you can just sit and relax. But now, like, every time I've gone on the train since maybe 2024, there's too many, like, buckets, bro. Like
weirdos,
bear man's
fam.
Coming up to you asking for change, or even worse, they just walking around and they don't say anything. Yeah. But you can tell like they're ready to just like snap.
Man's be like fully sleeping on the train, bro. Like fully like
kick up.
Yeah, bro. Kick they put up. Their bags on the floor. I'm like, yo, are you that comfortable? I could never That's be so comfortable in public, you know.
Uh-uh. But I do feel like if I was homeless, like a train would be a good place to sleep. No diddy.
Nah, there's better places, bro. This guy's like, oh, let us know. Okay, do I want to give the sauce right now?
The homeless sauce?
there's homeless sauce, fam. Because there's times, like I told you. Actually, it's not really the same, though. Because when I, like, travel to other cities, and, like, you're just, like, slumming it for a night.
Yeah, no, being nomadic is different from, like, being homeless,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you could, like, slum it for a night and be good. But to find shelter for the next 30 days as a homeless person, like, I don't even know what I would do, bro.
I definitely come to the studio.
yeah. But, like, imagine if you don't have that, you don't have nothing, bro.
You might have to break into a whip and just sleep in one of them. No, a lot of them go to the banks, the ATMs.
But
they always get cooked.
But they close that shit.
Yeah, they get cooked. Yeah, what are the best places to sleep if you're homeless?
Some type of heated staircase, but where are you going to get inside of, like, I don't know, some lobby or some shit? Like,
yeah, that's why they have the tents, but then they everywhere the tents go, the police rally up the tents and kick them out.
Mm. Man, speaking of kicking people out, Justin Trudeau on Friday said that the Ukraine should be allowed to strike within Russian territory as his American and British counterparts meet in Washington to discuss whether to lift restrictions on long-range weapons supplied to Kiev, so supplying to the Ukraine. So pretty much Trudeau is saying, like, he supports Canada. We support, because he's speaking on behalf of us, we support the Ukraine attacking Russian territory, which would cause... Yeah. Canada and their allies to go to war against Russia. Now, I looked at conscription because I'm like, I'm obviously thinking about myself and y'all. But conscription has not been practiced in Canada since the end of the Second World War in 1945.
And it won't be.
Wait. What that mean, boy?
Conscription is pretty much mandatory military service for like war. Like yeah.
Once you turn a certain age, then you have to follow it to the war.
First of all, this nigga be participating in too much pride parades and shit. What the hell this boy know about war, dog? He been F shit up for me. I swear to God.
I think this might be crazy to say, but I think like a lot of these world leaders who are like gay, bro, they be the most like militant, like violent people, and then they happen to be gay. Like, you know what's scarier than a gangster? A gay gangster, bro.
Gangstalicious.
Like a gay dude who's actually about that gangster life and about that gay life. It's like, bro, that's scarier than just like a regular gangster.
Imagine the booty warrior with a gun.
That's them.
Oh my God, Jesus!
I'm joking. Okay, yo, I keep forgetting I live in Toronto, yo. I mean. I mean, no, but they did that. Why did they do that, bro? Why did they do that? Okay, I can't go outside for like the next 30 days, bro. Yo, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm J. Cole right now, yo.
Yo, bro.
DJ the whole of the West End.
Yo, I'm so sorry to the whole
the
of the West End.
The wave in the muzzy?
Don't clip this, bro. Please don't.
Wait, man's trying to have a world star clip of himself, bro, on the bus, bro.
You think I'm going
to
include that name? I'm definitely either bleeping it out or cutting out that whole section.
Yeah. No, just bleep the name.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That was crazy. That would have like got our whole podcast shot up.
Got me. Sorry about.
Okay, but
okay, but if there was to be a world war and you guys got conscripted, all of us got conscripted, right?
You're forwarding.
You're not gonna do one of those Muhammad Ali things and be like, why would I fight for Canada?
Well, like, if we have to go, I'm forwarded, but I feel like no one's gonna go.
People just gonna flop.
Y'all want me to go up against
we're gonna lose
up against a bunch of Khabibs and shit, bro.
We're gonna lose
with
fam.
Guns. Hell no.
With Canadian guns, which like aren't even that sick. Like,
have you seen the Canadian men, bro? We wear like side bags. No, it's not pause, bro. Man, them just be wearing side bags. You know what I mean? Like,
for real, dog.
These guys are not equipped for any war, dog. Bro. Man, them be painting their nails.
Bro, you see them Chinese youths in them reels, fine, when they're doing like bare militant drills and shit, dog.
Yeah, they don't play around.
Come on, and you want to go against Russia? And
yeah, dog.
This is what I don't like about the social justice warriors. Because when Russia was attacking the Ukraine, it's like, oh, pray for Ukraine, pray for blah, 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 blah. Okay, so like, I feel like, I don't know what's been happening over there.
Me neither.
Why are we supporting going to attack Russia?
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
So war is only good when certain people do it. Like, I don't understand.
Bro, it don't make no sense to me.
I think the most interesting part of this is the timing, because this is fresh off Jagmeet Singh and the NDP's like breaking up their kind of alliance with the Liberals, which means we're supposed to have an election soon. So it's like, is this guy trying to like get us into a war before he's on his way out?
That would be mud.
Like everything get effed when I reach, like, you know, like, is that how Trudeau's feeling?
He seems like the kind of guy where it's like, okay, Canadians don't like me. Now they're really not going to like me.
Yeah, low-key a crash out. He low-key a crash out, I feel, still.
He seems like a silent crash out where he's like, he's just going to do something that's going to ruin everything, but you're not going to notice until after he leaves.
And he's the type of dude that you will not see it on his face that there's like a major issue. Like, yeah, he's going to play like, we have done everything we can to make sure that Ukrainians across the world and all over Ukraine are safe within Canadian limitations. Like,
he's going to pull up with donuts and things. We'll be like, yo, dude, there's a war. Yeah, but we left donuts in the back, and we're also giving you guys the free taxes. It's like, nah, I'm not shaking your hand, fam.
And just know, Vladimir Putin, that guy is ready for war, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
That guy has been waiting to take down the, I guess, U.S. empire.
Okay, how about this? Forget wars. Forget sending your people to fight for you. Okay, Justin Trudeau, why don't you just scrap Putin?
Yeah, square up, cuz. One-on-one.
Yeah, like, you want to defend Ukraine so bad, just pull up and do a one-on-one celebrity boxing match.
Imagine if that's how it was, fam. Instead of, you know, whole armies and shit, there's just the one world leaders. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be
in
mud.
A ring, fam.
You just have to build up the one guy to defend your country.
Well, back in the day, like, they would send their each nation would send their best like fighter, you know, like David and Goliath
on some Mortal Kombat shit.
Yeah. But then it's like, it's good because you avoid all the casualties of death, and it's kind of fair, you know. But yo, speaking of global politics, Trump versus Kamala, arguably the most impactful debate of Trump's career, because we can honestly say it might be the first time that the public has seen him take an L.
It depends on who you ask, though.
The majority of people, even Trump supporters who are like somewhat objective, are admitting that I don't think Kamala won, but Trump lost. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of dug his own grave.
What I have been seeing amongst like the conservative Republican side is like the people who say that he took a L, it's because it was a 3-on-1.
It was unfairly like stacked against him. You could clearly see the moderators pressing him way more than they were pressing Kamala.
Nah, I didn't watch it myself. Nah, is that just because like they're just doing it throughout the whole debate, or was he just saying some crazy shit and they were just, you know, like, fam?
Here's what I realized about the format, and then my bad for cutting you off. But like, it would be like this: they make a claim about the other person, and then they make a claim about how they're better. But usually the claim they make about the other person is like kind of a lie. Like consistently, like he'll say something, she'll be like, that's not true. She'll say something about that's not true, you know. So, and it becomes like more of like a momentum thing. But because and I see this on Flagrant, because Trump didn't have the crowd to kind of like feed off that energy, because he drops bare like shots, like jokes, like roasts, you know what I'm saying? And usually when you get like a little laugh, it's even like stand-up comedy, like you get a little confidence and you can play to the crowd. So when it was one-on-one, I just felt like Kamala was just way more poised. I'm not gonna lie, she looked beautiful. Like, I'm not a fan of her politics at all, but like, yo, she's pretty, bro. Like, she's easy on the eyes, you know what I'm saying?
She was guanin for sure.
She increased engagement. But that was my take on it. I still like think Trump has the better like policies and would be a better leader, but in terms of how he performed, I feel like she was just a little more like mature and professional in how she carried herself.
I agree with that. I feel like Trump underperformed and she overperformed a little bit. You know, like she did better than I thought she would and Trump did worse than I thought he would.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think he kind of messed up the whole momentum of him almost getting like smoked and shit. You know,
yeah, like
he messed that up.
Yeah, like he was the guy for a sec, but then we just seen him get smoked again.
So I feel like it's not fair. Because, like, well, life isn't fair. But the man already had to do a debate. Then now he has to go do a next debate. Mm. And then now Kamala's trying to do a rematch. Which I feel like if she won by a landslide, she would not be calling for a rematch.
I think so she's
like,
trying to feed off that momentum, too. The last one.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift endorsement.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew, like, bro, all this media like machine is pure propaganda, because like it's her and a cat, which is like alone would break an algorithm. Taylor Swift holding a cat.
Facts.
Like, you know, even just cat Instagram is crazy. Taylor Swift is crazy. Her holding a cat and using that post to promote Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Like, who is calling the shots here? Like, is she getting funded by the Democrats?
Definitely. Yo,
that's crazy.
Taylor Swift, to be honest, I'm surprised she endorsed anybody, but if there was anybody she was going to endorse, it would never be Trump, bro.
Yeah, she can't. Yeah.
She can't, bro.
She's not allowed.
It don't go with her image.
But a lot of her fans, who are like middle America white women, maybe conservative, maybe Republican, maybe in red states.
I feel like their dads are conservative or Republican, so maybe they were voting with their dads. But now that, wait, a woman might be president?
I have to see this.
Oh my God. ladies, gather up your tampons. We're going to the voting polls now.
Do you think it's almost like reminiscent of how black people were with Obama, where it's like, yo, we just have to see the first black president?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yo, and they had the tunes.
Yes, I can. Even Boondocks was kind of crazy. On that shit.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, Boondocks like dick riding Obama. Yo, that was crazy.
So do you think we're seeing the same type of riding here with Kamala Harris, where people are like, yo, let's put a woman in charge. Let's see, because everything we've been doing so far hasn't been working. Straight white male, blah, 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 blah. Let's put Kamala in position and see what she can do.
The amount of celebrities I've seen come out to support Kamala, the amount of like rhetoric and narratives that's been putting out there, it's like, we don't know this woman. She's been VP for like, what, 4 years? And we've never heard her speak. Like, we don't know what she's about for real.
Even when she was talking about policies and stuff, like, Trump was like, she doesn't have policies, you know?
She really stand on business.
She is. And, you know, even Putin said he would prefer Kamala Harris to win.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And that's because she's like a easier person to work with for Putin's goals, whereas Trump is a little more like, yo, he'll push back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not just gonna like run stuff here. But with Putin, like, I feel like Putin would easily be able to like schmooze up Kamala Harris, and like,
yeah, man,
who knows, Kamala might get shook at like the threat of a war. And imagine Kamala Harris being in charge of our military, bro. Like, I don't know, man. I just can't trust it.
Yo, even today, I was taking the train. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to pay the fare. So at first, there was a guy there, right? The guy stern, But eventually, you know, I got through, Then when I was following him back, there was a shawty there. I'm like, hey, bless. let's go to the shanty, you know, the nice smile, blah, blah. It's so much easier. So I'm just like, yo, this is the dynamic that's going to be happening, bro. Imagine if we go to Kamala, like, yo, so, you know, I'm trying to get that pipeline built, you know? Just like, ooh, ooh, you trying to pipe my line? Like, yeah, I'm trying to pipe your line still. She's like, all right, yeah, I'm going to approve the bill.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's hope not. I just feel like we're doomed. I mean, even though we're not really directly affected by America, we kind of are. You know?
But, yo, okay, so Canada's riding with Ukraine. Who's America riding with?
Ukraine.
But Putin just said he's riding with Kamala.
Putin is, because he knows that, like, Trump wouldn't have allowed the Ukraine invasion at all. I feel like the Democrats have, like, invested type of interest in Ukraine, whether it's through resources or selling them guns, mm-hmm. realistically. Like, a lot of it is arms dealing mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Just and that's business. A major business.
Yeah.
Like, people who sell guns to other militaries or military groups.
Bombs and shit down.
Yo, there are mans like any of us could, like, kind of become an arms dealer that's for, like, on an international thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my point is, like, okay, if Canada's right with Ukraine and Putin can cozy up with Kamala, then, like, what is that dynamic going to look like? And then especially if, like, Poilievre becomes prime minister or something, like, how is that dynamic going to be with America, too?
I mean, I would hope Poilievre pulls us out, bro, because we have enough issues here. Why are we solving other people's problems? Like, let's solve our own problems first.
I think him and Kamala both being in office might make a positive change, honestly. Like, war, like avoiding war-wise.
Hopefully,
and
man.
And conflict.
I just feel like anyone who represents people like us, like middle class, or even lower middle class, upper middle class, like, they're so far detached from our reality yeah. that, like, it doesn't really affect them. Like, saying we're going to war, they don't think about the individuals.
Yeah.
They think about the overall effect, whether exactly. it's going to be, like, sales, the economy,
how are we
military.
Gonna be 10, 15 years from now?
Exactly. Not, like, how is this son of this person going to impact by going to war?
I feel like Kamala being in office, and then we could wrap up the politics. You know what I mean? I feel like Kamala being in office is going to bring more war because when Barack became in office, that gave them the leeway to start getting active, bro.
Yeah, because he was so likable and trusted people were like, whatever.
Barack is a nice guy. He'll never, like, go and invade Africa and Kenya and
he
Libya.
He listens to the Fugees. He likes hip-hop. He's hip-hop.
He drops a summer playlist, guys. What do you mean he dropped the most drone strikes, the most bombings in any presidential history? Look it up.
Wild.
Look it up.
Mic drop.
No, look it up.
Mic drop.
Shattered sharp, bro. Shattered sharp, dog. Light it up. It's too dark. It's been dark, dog.
Yo, well, people need to know what's going on in the world. We already seen the Shannon Sharp alive. Do you think that was staged, or do you think he actually got hacked?
No, he said he wasn't hacked.
He admitted he wasn't hacked
yeah.
after saying he was hacked.
Yeah, he said, like, his social media team just put
PR,
that out.
Yeah.
Which, like, I rate that. And that's why everybody loves Shannon Sharp, mm-hmm. because he keeps it real.
Yeah, he's like, yo, Prime, I'll make it love.
Yeah, he was putting in that work, though.
He's like, I ain't never been alive.
Shanti said, what did she say? She said, oh, yes, my papi.
Where? I ain't gonna get that slow.
She said, I love it. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm like, that's my guy.
No, she said papa.
Oh, papa.
Yeah.
Okay. Side question from this topic. What are the best nicknames a girl can call you in bed?
Well, Poppy, definitely one of them.
Poppy?
Yeah.
I feel like it only makes sense if the girl's Spanish. If she's not Spanish, like, I don't know.
I don't like to hear that. I don't like Ashanti saying if she's not Spanish.
Yeah, some type of Latina in her, for real, for real.
Yeah. Like, because that's like, if like a black thing starts speaking Chinese. I'm like, what do you do? This is not you.
Is she calling you sensei? It's like, what?
Like, when Shanti say, oh, come with me, I used to like that until, like, I actually did it.
Shoot up the club.
And then the Shanti got cheesed. Then I'm like, why would you tell me to do? But I didn't realize, like, at the time I was young, so I didn't know that Shanti just be saying that. Daddy, do I like daddy? I don't know if I like Shanti's calling me daddy like that.
I don't mind it.
It's close to the whole Papa shit that got me thrown off. Like, okay.
Like, yes, daddy. Like, just in the moment, I don't mind it. But, like, when she says it, I'm just like, ooh. One thing I don't like is like, okay, one time I was dealing with a shawty, but like she likes it like aggressive, you know? So I'm just, so I'm pounding. Perfect. I'm like, okay, bless. She's like, okay, slap me. So I'm slapping up the body, John. And she's like, then she turns around and she's like, well, slap me in my face. Okay, so I'm doing like little light taps. Like, she's like, no, nigga, slap me in my face. Bro, I'm terrible. Like, no, I'm not boxing you. I'm not like.
She wanna get slapped like that slap boxing league.
Like, yo, she wants bruises. Like, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. Still, I can't do that, bro.
I can.
So what is so how is you about the whole like choking bitches and shit too?
No, I could choke a thing still. I could choke a thing.
Like closer than passing out?
Nah, you have to choke them on the side.
Yeah, you can't go straight for the throat.
Yeah, you have to choke them on the side so you can go as hard as they want. And then, you know, me, I'm just not trying
noted.
To.
No, I said no to niggas.
Okay, yeah. I'm not just trying to like punch because it went from like slap to like punch. And I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to knock this shawty out right now.
Who wants to get freaking snuffed during sex?
Yo, there's actually like dominatrix and there's people that enjoy pain.
I don't know about snuffing. That sounds like manslaughter, bro. Like, you actually want one of my jabs? Like,
one of my jabs is crazy.
You don't want like my combo is like, bro. Okay, so just to recap our list, so Poppy, you're saying Poppy is a name that if a girl calls you that in bed, you're like, okay, bless.
Yeah.
Daddy, I like it, but like, okay, it's gonna sound weird, but I only like it if it's a girl who like has daddy issues.
it makes sense.
But if she doesn't have daddy issues, I know she don't really mean it.
Like if she has like a real, like if she has like a real legit dad.
Yeah, like if she has a real, I know she's just doing it for like my pleasure. But if it's like she doesn't know her pops like that, then it's like nah, like you really are her pops right now.
What are
you
doing, man?
I don't like when girls talk too much.
Yeah, and then they expect a response.
Exactly, like when girls say like. Oh, you like my pussy? You like my how does that pussy feel? Is it great? Is that pussy amazing? I'm like, what? It's not that. It's not that. It's I.
Stay top left.
I don't know. When they be seeing, beat that pussy up. That shit. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Got me going.
Oh, my God.
But if they keep saying it, I'm
like. Yo, listen to this.
Oh, my God. Natural. I'm so wet.
Yo, who's that? Yo, who made that? But like, okay, let's say you're beating it up. Then she says, yeah, beat it up.
Say top left.
I'm like, yo, I thought I was already beating it up. What do you mean beat it up? Like, I thought I was already. All right, what she says, go deeper. Because like, you know, you have to get, you always give yourself so like a room to go deep. So then when you're the deepest you could possibly go, and she's still saying go deeper.
They say throw you off your game type shit.
I'm like, yo, like how.
You feel insecure, like.
How big is your. Bitch, you know what I mean? Like, because I am a black guy by all the stereotypes. So, like, what do you mean go deeper?
That box is a department store.
Yo, wizard sleeves. Have you heard that terminology before?
Nah.
You know wizard sleeves? Like, you know the wizards when they wear the cloak and the sleeves are just bad.
Nasty.
Oh man, what time are we at so far? Just so we know.
We're at an hour.
Okay.
We can wrap up in a bit.
Oh, yeah, we'll do like one, two more.
Okay, so are there only two names? Just Poppy and Daddy? That's it?
I like when she called me Sauce Man, but that's a, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
A very you yeah, thing. Yeah, I don't know how I would feel if my girl called me Sauce Man.
I want my girl to call me my name. Pissed. I want my girl to call me my name still, because that just sounds the best.
Govy or Natural?
Either one works, though.
Nah, wave. What do you mean? You gotta make the pussy wave. Man. That only makes sense.
Either one
works. Oh my God, pause. Natural. I'm so wet.
But sometimes I could tell when Chachi's trying to use my Govy on purpose, where it's like, I know you.
Yeah. When you have a nickname, shorties will only call you by your Govy just like, to be like, oh, Czar? You mean George?
Yeah, like I know him more.
It's like, oh yeah, I was just with Aubrey. It's like, who's Aubrey, yo?
Everyone does that with The Weeknd, Abel.
Oh, yeah, no, facts.
Okay, a few more topics. Actually, I want to get you guys to guess these things. This is like a top five list. You can't see my computer, right?
Oh, no, I can't see. Yeah, I might.
Okay, just in light of the potential world war that we might experience, what do you guys think are the top five countries with the largest armies in the world? So you guys guess a name, take turns, and I'll let you know if it's on the top five.
Russia?
Russia is fifth.
China.
China is first.
America?
Let's go.
America is third.
North Korea?
North Korea is fourth. You guys are 4-for-4 right now.
Okay, so we already have America, Russia, China.
Who be talking North shit Korea. In the meetings?
Could we get a hint? We're 4-for-4 or 5. You have to bless us a hint.
Come on, okay, God. It is a highly populated country.
India?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
India,
okay.
India for real? Yeah, okay, shout out to them.
You guys got it. You guys got it.
Yeah, wait, let's you go. Got like all three. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
shout out you got two of them still.
Come
so.
On, all right.
Teamwork versus dream work. Teamwork versus dream work.
Klepto versus Turbo.
Okay, exactly. I was going to say, you know, we need a classic natural rant, you know, for the pod. So we're going to do two topics quickly in one. We're going to do the King Turbo versus Klepto, and we're going to do the Junos. Okay, so over the weekend, King Klepto, DJ Sound Crew in Toronto, versus King Turbo, world-renowned, legendary DJ Sound Crew in Toronto. You know what I mean? And basically, this has been like a clash, a battle that has been in like the work. It's kind of like Drake versus Kendrick, where this has been in the making for at least 15 years. Mm-mm. Like, mans have been feuding. You know what I mean? There's been a tension. Where
bare
like,
anticipation.
Because King Turbo is the Drake, where it's like, you guys are number one. You guys are heralded as the best. And Turbo is the Kendrick, where it's like, that's what the culture feeling, though. You know, so at some point, it had to, you know what I'm trying to say?
Had to clash.
Yeah, they had to clash. Literally a clash.
It had to clash, you know what I mean? So it was January where I made this post and I said, is King Turbo parked up? Actually, okay, quick rant because we're running out of time. So is King Turbo parked up? Everybody got cheesed at me, but I was just pointing facts. Like, it's been a long time since they clashed. The last clashes that they done, they performed horribly. So right now, the record is stained. You know what I mean? It's looking bad for them. That, I wasn't saying all that, but everyone just got you. Oh, you're bad, Mike. King Turbo's legendary. They'll never fall off. Blah, 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 blah. Fast forward. I did another post. I'm like, okay. This is right after King Turbo and King Klepto, they both performed at a party together. But it was like a clash style type party, but it wasn't an official clash. Klepto went crazy. Audience loved them. Turbo, complete opposite. Completely flopped. So I said again, I'm like, they actually have a clash coming up. King Turbo is going to lose horrendously if they don't fix up. They've been beefing internally for too long. Whatever problem is going on, they need to fix that. Everyone, oh, you're buying mine, blah, blah, blah. King Turbo's legendary. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so now it comes to this past weekend. The clash is happening. Round one. King Turbo versus King Klepto, blah, 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 tunes, da, 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 da. Oh, shit, wait. Turbo got smoked round one? Okay. You know, it's a fluke. You know what I mean? It's a fluke. Like, King Turbo are legends, like number one sound in Toronto, world renowned. You know what I mean? They're going to win round two still. Watching, blah, blah, blah. Wait. Turbo lost round two as well?
I wonder, Ross. I wonder, Bummer Ross.
The way how Clash is set up is like 2K, where like if you get 20, you're done. If you lose three rounds in a row, you are locked off.
Come out the place.
Yeah, I believe, brother. I take everything.
Turn off the sound system.
So right now, it's for all the marbles, fam. Turbo cannot lose round three. This is legendary sounds, bro. If you are a legend in your game 40 years, this is not how you go out, bro. They have to win round three.
Can't get swept.
These niggas got swept. Like, yo, they got swept like a billionaire's floor when a bunch of Latino fucking housemaids are over, bro. They got swept like they ain't no... Yo, there was no vacuums that could be found.
So yo, wait, they got locked off again?
They got locked off again, fam.
Holy.
So far, the top sounds in Toronto are like King Turbo, Super Fresh, King Klepto, Rootsman. So far, they got locked off by all three of those sounds, which is insane.
Can't come back for that, Bridget.
Do you feel like it's the equivalent of, like, let's say there's an athlete and we've seen them in their prime, but near the end of their career, they start messing up and it ruins all the good stuff we remember them for?
That's literally it.
Yeah, they probably should have came out the game, bro, a while ago.
Yo, because I used to DJ with them, and I was showing them, like, yo, there's going to come a time when you guys get older than you already are, because I already think you guys are old. You need to start passing the torch.
Wrap it up, nigga.
But Specs, you know what I mean? This guy's feeling like Jordan. He's feeling like LeBron. The man's not, you know what I mean? The man's trying to stifle. Imagine having Natural in your crew. What's that Drake line? Imagine having a Virgil in your circle and you hold him down because he makes you nervous.
Talk to the people.
That's literally what happened, bro.
Talk to the people.
I'm looking at King Turbo Ricky. That's like the MC. Bro, the man looks like, okay, you know those rappers from like the 70s where like they had the hit, but now it's like, okay, wait, are you on drugs? dude, are you on drugs? I think, and Loki, there are rumors that he was, but we're not going to get into that because, you know, that's a little sticky. But moral of the story, the only reason why I brought up King Turbo in those posts is because I hold them to a standard. I hold them, these are legends. People say I'm bad mind, people say I'm hating and stuff. No, like, when I'm passionate about music, bro, if I hold you, if you're a legend, I'm going to hold you to a standard, fam. And this brings us to the Junos. There has been many categories like gospel and like children's stuff that has been ixnayed out of the Junos. But the one I care about is reggae. Reggae is gone out of the Junos. No longer will you see a Reggae Juno Award for the foreseeable future. And I completely agree with this decision. One, they have been gatekeeping this award, bro. The people who have been winning have been the same winners over and over. And not only that, the people who are even qualified to be nominated, you have to be like a kids bop reggae guy type thing.
Stop the cap.
Sorry, is that the wrong one?
Bitch, please.
What are you trying to say?
That's what I meant to do.
Bro, like, it's actually kind of crazy, like, because reggae is supposed to encompass dancehall. There's no soca category, so maybe, like, some groovy soca you could throw in there as well. But they only want, like, the treehouse reggae type thing, you know?
The kids bop, for real.
When, like, the dancehall guys are doing way more numbers. Shout out Exco Levi, though, because he was a Juno reggae winner that, like, does good numbers. But every other Juno winner that has been guanin, like, even the nominees, man's be having, like, 50 Spotify listeners monthly. Dude, like, this is our pristine reggae artists in Canada. Get these guys out of here, bro. You guys aren't taking it serious. You guys are not taking it serious. So, reggae artists in Canada, hold yourself to a proper standard. Actually market your music. Throw your own events, which a lot of them do. They do throw events and stuff. The reggae community in Toronto is vibrant. But when it comes to actually marketing the music, bro, there's so much like rhythms that I be hearing. Like, yo, do I want to say it? Okay, there are certain sounds in Toronto. They be getting Capleton, Luciano, all these big reggae artists on the rhythm, and nobody hears the songs, nobody hears the rhythm, there's no marketing dollars in it, they don't want to invest in promotion. They feel like, oh, once I put the artist on the song, it's shot.
Yeah, it should just do its job.
Every A&R, every person in music, and I'll wrap this up quick, they will tell you it takes at least $150,000 to break a record.
Damn.
That's a lot, bro. Yeah.
So what do you mean just putting this artist on the song is going to, like, no, bro.
That's just one part of the investment.
And it's kind of entitled. It's like, oh, well, it's sick enough. The song's sick enough. I'm sick enough that, like, people are just going to, like, rock with it.
Exactly.
It's like, nah, you still got to, like, spoon feed it to them.
Mm-hmm. And the reggae community is entitled to think that, oh, the Junos need this category. Like, no, bro. Like, they have Nelly Furtado. You know what I mean? They have, like, actually world renowned, like, multi platinum millionaires coming. They don't need the person with 50 Spotify listeners. Yeah, we're good off that.
I feel like for the Junos, like, reggae is kind of like their token to, like, black people or to the Caribbean community. Like, we'll give you an award, but they don't care about seeing reggae grow like that. Or they kind of like stifle it by making it dependent on grants, which are issued by the government.
Yeah.
And then you don't really see too many. And you're right. Like, I feel like dancehall should be its own category.
Exactly.
Like, that is way more relevant. But I do agree that, like, I don't think it's helped the Junos, like, help the growth of reggae at all.
And black people only make up like 4% of people in Canada. So, like, yeah, we don't care about y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and like, it sucks for the 4%, but for the other 96% of people, are like, they're lit.
Yeah, that's true. And to be fair, if you ran a country, are you more concerned about the 4% or the 96?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and when you tell, it's kind of annoying because when you tell black people, like, oh, you have to work harder, like, they think, like, oh, man, why? Yo, no matter where you go, nothing is fair. Like, we live on planet Earth, nigga. Nothing is fair, bro. If you're a woman, you're going to get treated different than if you're a man. If you're white, you're going to get treated different than if you're black. If you're gay, you're going to get treated different than if you're straight. Like, there's dynamics in every... There's being privileged. Like, I have privileges as a man, and I also have disadvantages as a man. You being white, there's privileges and there's disadvantages. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So you have to, like, double down on your advantages and also know your disadvantages. You know what I mean? But...
No, that's well said. Is there anything else you want to leave us with before we wrap up?
Turbo, you guys are 6 feet under. You know, like, you guys didn't want to take a rest. So, like, a dirt nap is perfect. It's perfect.
Damn.
A dirt nap is perfect for y'all.
Damn.
Klepto up. You know what I mean? And it's sad because this happened in Malvern, and King Turbo is from Malvern, bro.
That's like getting... crucified in front of your village.
That's like getting curb stomped in front of your shati, bro. It was actually kind of sad to see, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I low-key wanted, like, a part of me wanted Turbo to win and, like, prove me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, seeing them go down like that kind of, like, was sad. But also, you guys are, you know what I mean? 6 foot under, bro. Dirt nap, nigga. Dirt nap, nigga.
Wait, how old is Klepto?
They've been around, I'd say, like, since the 90s.
So they're also, like, it's not an age thing because they're also in the same era, right?
Yeah, but like, he's just active.
It's, he had like, some Byron Messia dubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he had some like new, who was the other guy who did Drift?
TG.
TG, yeah.
TJ?
Yeah.
And the thing is, yo, this year alone, he clashed in Antigua, he clashed in Bermuda, he clashed in the States like 4 times. So
he's active.
He's active. Like, he's like a sharpshooter right now. Like, he's ready on the battlefield.
Yeah.
It's like I was saying, yo, Turbo, you guys haven't did a clash in like 4 years, dude. So, you know, you guys are a rusty old man getting out of bed. Where's old Rusty? You know what I mean? There's somebody in the backyard. You need to go get him down. And the nigga in the backyard has a big bazooka.
Yeah.
Some drone strikes and shit.
It's the equivalent of like, say there's an MMA fighter and he took a few years off.
Yeah.
Like, they normally tell you take a couple tune-up fights.
Yeah.
That's like setting him up against someone who's like on a 5-win streak.
Bro.
He's fought like this many times in the last year. So he's like in not form. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
He's
facts.
Dialed in. So, man, I guess I wish them both the best. I don't know either of them, but it seems like Natural has predicted the future once again.
Natural Domus. You already know how it goes.
Jeez.
What
is this? 2 for 2? 3 for 3? What?
For predictions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, 2 for 2.
Perfect.
Lock it in.
Yeah, 2 for 2. We'll go for the next one. We're done. What should I predict next? Next episode. Next episode, I have a next prediction for you guys.
Yes, yes.
But yo, thank y'all so much for watching The Wave and the Muzzy, episode 8.
Yeah, sir. I am DJ's RTV. Make sure you follow. Make sure you subscribe to Burrow Sound. Follow DJ Natural.Wave. Follow Wasta Sauce.
Comment, like, and subscribe.
Sure.